expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
You are listening to an encore performance of Sovereign Minds from August of this year.
I don't want
your eyes bug out again.
Dang, man. Boom, shakalaka, boom.
I'll turn mine down. Okay, which one's yours, red? Is that better?
That's much better. Oh. Whoa. I'm awake now.
It's like when we were kids, I'll scream in your ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, do that when you're a kid, you scream in your ear, and it's just like, what the hell are you doing? Okay, today is August 9th, 2020. It is a target-rich environment. Wow. You're listening to Sovereign Mind Radio. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host once again. And, wow, I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Ashley, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal, 7th Dan Ninja Warrior Panic Button Master. I got to come up with one for Dave. I'm not sure. I'm thinking Dave's going to be like, we got Dave Johnson here as well. He's a new member of the crew. And I think I'm going to like do a Kid Rocks thing or something on him, you know, because the kid rocks.
Hey, I like the sound of that. I can't go against that at all.
And he's looking spiffy today.
Very spiffy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, so what it was is I have this Trump hat that says Trump, make liberals cry again 2020, and it's in a perfect gray, and it matches my suit.
Yeah,
so
you
got to do it.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's glad. I'm glad to see it.
I can't remember the last time I wore a suit.
I could make a comment to that, but I will seal my lips.
Shut up. Wow, we got a target-rich environment and a fast show here today, so let's get on with it. I know we have a guest at 10:30 to 11:30, David Horowitz at 11:30, I guess.
Yep, we do.
And Alyssa McEwen at 10:30.
Yeah.
So, wow. So where do we start? I don't know.
Okay,
before
we start, I have to do a shout-out.
Okay.
I did get a new car, and I told the gentleman I would give a shout out. They did a great job, and everything is, and I'll screw the name up. It's West Mitsubishi. I can't say
it. You gotta say that when you squeeze your cheeks.
You gotta squeeze
your cheeks. There they go, Mitsubishi.
But I'll tell you what, if you're looking for a new car, used car, you know, that type of thing, they're awesome patriots, supporters of Jefferson, and they're awesome down there. So I gave him the plug.
Well, you know, anything else before we move along?
Well, we probably should do the Board of Supervisors.
Well, there is. Go ahead.
Okay. Remember, folks, this Tuesday, August 11th at 6 p.m. This is the first time in a long time we have had a meeting at night with the Board of Supervisors. So it's very important to attend if you can. Again, it's at 6 p.m. Tuesday, August 11th.
It's not just important, it's critical that we start getting people there to start putting pressure on our locally elected officials, because these guys are not paying any attention to us as their constituents at all. They don't really give a crap until they're getting ready to get voted in, and then all of a sudden, hey, you're my friend again. It's just ridiculous.
It is.
There was a big blow-up this last week, I guess, over the Reverge Anselmo thing.
Oh,
And,
oh, yeah.
Yes,
he needs to give that money back.
I have one question. Is it illegal or not? If it's legal, I got no issue because guess what other people have been doing? I don't know, getting money from the unions, the teachers. You know, they have their back. You know, not to mention any names, letter Modi. But, you know, I mean, come on. It's like the race is not fair to begin with. And when somebody starts to step up to the plate to try to even the odds a little bit, all of a sudden, hey, that's not fair.
Yeah, my question was, would you give it back, Leonard? I'm just saying. I'm just asking.
Speaking of greedy political jerks, Gavin, Mussolini Newsom, I'm going to start calling him the gruesome Newsom Mussolini. Or how about Newman Mussolini? I think I'll call him Newman Mussolini because you remember Newman from the Jerry Seinfeld show? Newman. It's like that's how you feel about it every time you say the guy's name. So I think it'll be Newman Mussolini. But I guess, you know, he had a $3.7 million estate gifted to him in 2019. 3 months later, he got $2.7 million tax-free cashed out on the mortgage. And he didn't declare any of that.
Yeah, we played that clip last week if you want to go back and listen to it. Yeah.
No, I heard it, but I just want to bring it up again because, gee, that's not money laundering or nothing, is it? And on top of the fact that, you know, he's got a billion-dollar contract, you know, he sends a billion-dollar contract for masks to a Chinese company. I mean, when he shuts down wineries throughout 80% of California, he kept his open. I mean, this guy is as dirty as they come. He is not, you know, and what you have to start asking yourself at some point is, who's he working for? I say he's working for the Chinese.
Yeah, well, and what we're seeing with this is there's a lot of this Chinese influence that just keeps digging deeper and deeper into our entire political atmosphere right now. And a lot of these people on the left who are across the board are 100% in the pocket of the Chinese.
Are the Chinese communists?
Yes.
Okay. That's a trick question.
And that means we should follow all the orders from Gavin Newsom to sink our economy and everything else, because if we don't follow his orders, then we're not good Americans, even though he's working for the Chinese.
Hold on. That's me, I think. I'll fix it.
I like hearing myself.
Yeah.
I bet you do. Oh, please, no.
Okay, so I have a little clip here that I want to play. This is from OAN, and this is Liz Wheeler, and this is the final point. And we need to drive this point home because this is talking about the lockdowns, okay? And it's just a little three-minute clip. Liz Wheeler, OAN, America Online.
Just play the video.
One American News Network, thank you. So let's play the clip right now. Are we ready, Ashley? And here we go. And this kind of tells us what we know.
Four shocking statistics about the COVID-19 lockdowns. Not the virus, the lockdowns. According to new data from Yelp, 55% of businesses that have been forced to shut down between March 1st and July 10th, thanks to the government-mandated lockdowns, are now closed permanently. That's right. Half of businesses that were shut down have been forced to close forever because they couldn't make ends meet. The government-mandated lockdowns killed them. According to the data from Yelp, the rate of permanent business closures is actually accelerating. In June, 44% of businesses closed since March closed for good, compared to 55% through the middle of July. So it increased by a whopping 11% in just 1 month's time. Meanwhile, according to a new report from the UK government, more than 200,000 Brits are expected to die thanks to the government-mandated lockdowns. Again, not the virus, the lockdowns. 46,000 people have died in Britain from COVID-19, but according to the UK government data, 200,000 are expected to die from the lockdowns themselves, from delayed medical treatment, suicide, domestic violence, and economic devastation, amounting to nearly 1 million years of life lost because of the lockdowns. Speaking of years of life lost, Stanford epidemiologist Dr. Scott Atlas says the lockdowns in the U.S. will result in more years of life lost than the virus will cause itself. Atlas says, and this was back in May when he wrote this, and I quote, "The disease has been responsible for 800,000 lost years of life so far. considering only the losses of life from missed health care and unemployment due solely to the lockdown policy, we conservatively estimate that the national lockdown is responsible for at least 700,000 lost years of life every month, or about 1.5 million so far, already far surpassing the COVID-19 total. End quote. This isn't just happening in the U.S. and the U.K. either. According to a new report from the United Nations, the government-mandated lockdowns are killing people all around the world. In fact, the new UN report says 10,000 children around the world are dying of starvation every month thanks to the government-mandated lockdowns in our country and others. 10,000 kids every month. And don't try to tell me if we hadn't locked down, the virus would have been worse. That's an unfalsifiable claim. It was based on ridiculously flawed model predictions built on secret algorithms. There's no way to disprove it, and it doesn't match with reality. Because if lockdowns worked, then how do you explain Sweden, who didn't lock down and is now seeing COVID-19 cases and deaths completely bottom out? The truth is, politicians messed up. They messed up big time. The COVID-19 virus may be bad, but the so-called cure from our government, locking down the nation, ruining our economy, devastating people's lives here and around the world, is not only worse, it's deadly. Four shocking statistics about the...
Now, I think a lot was said there. Are we going to pay attention to this globalist criminal clown in the governor's seat? I mean, is it on purpose or is it just all accident? They're just inept, right? At some point in time, does 2 and 2 equal 4? I mean, is he working for the communist China? Is he just a criminal enterprise working for himself, getting paid off from whoever? Is he a globalist? Is he a clown? I mean, does it really matter at some point?
All of the above.
Well, and I actually brought some information into this that is, our Federal Reserve is getting ready to do way more than what we ever wanted them to. We have the Fed Kashkari suggest 4 to 6 week shutdown, says U.S. congressman, can spend big on coronavirus relief. Now, at the same time...
Neil Kashkari, the one that ran for governor in California?
I'm not sure if it's
Neil. Yeah, it's Neil. Isn't that interesting little factoid there? Go ahead, Dave. And then we got to go to break, so hurry up.
Yeah, and we also have a caller on the line, which we will get you on the other side.
Okay.
Also, he's currently the chair over in Minneapolis. Shocker.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, gee, what could go wrong? I mean,
nothing going on.
There's nobody pulling any strings here, is there?
So check this out, Washington. The U.S. economy could benefit if the nation were to lock down really hard for 4 to 6 weeks, a top Federal Reserve official said on Sunday. Really? How are we going to benefit economically from locking down all the people that haven't lost their businesses?
You know, it's kind of like, you ever remember the movie Marathon where the guy says, is it safe? Oh, yeah, it's safe as hell. Is it safe? Ah!
And let's see, that puts us almost into election time, right?
Of course.
Ah, yeah.
Just a little quinky-dink there.
Yeah. With that, we're going to go to a break. Bob, hold on, and we will get you on the other side. This is KCNR. 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only 4 AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
These are unprecedented times, challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
The Equal Housing Lender.
With all cars, man trying to enter an office building on 4th and Main with no mask. Repeat, no mask.
I walk into my job late last week when my co-workers all began to freak. They started cursing and began to shout and said quite rudely as the boss threw me out.
You need a mask.
I need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seemed a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
To do a simple task.
Put on a mask.
I need a COVID mask. Made it mandatory almost every place. That we can't be seen unless we hide our face. I can't even leave my humble abode without something covering my mouth and nose.
We need a mask.
We need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seems a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
Can't even mow my grass.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. This mask wearing isn't fun. And the snitching has now begun. My neighbor called the hotline, 'cause my dog wasn't wearing one. Walking through the mall, a woman's voice did ring. Seems she was troubled by just one thing. She pointed to the door, shook her fist, and said,
"What are you trying to do, you jerk? Make everybody sick?"
Forgot his mask.
Forgot my COVID
yeah,
mask.
Forgot my COVID mask. It caught on in a flash.
Wow. I mean, but are we living... Oh, boy, you can't even make this stuff up.
Before
we get
back... If it wasn't true, it wouldn't be so funny.
Let's get back
to
Dave here in a second. I just got to say one thing about this. Anybody who's blindly following this lawless crap, you know, is you better check yourself at the door a little bit here and maybe do a little homework, because if any of this stuff that we're saying is even marginally true and you're just going to go, well, it doesn't fit into my plan and, you know, I can't live in a world like that. Wake up, Snowflake. Because, yeah. You know, you need to get up, buckle up, you pull up your big boy panties and get with the program, because, you know, this idea of, oh, gee, we're just going to ignore and pretend it's not there.
Well, let's get this straight. The same people that are creating the lockdown and everything are in charge of the vaccines and...
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And with the vaccines, too, this right here is San Diego News. States have the authority to fine or jail people who refuse coronavirus vaccine, attorneys.
I was just talking to my husband this morning about that.
Yeah, I don't think so.
They're saying the legal precedent dates back to 1905. As drug makers race to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus, several legal questions are emerging which the government could require people to get. Could people who refuse roll up their sleeves and get banned from stores or lose their jobs?
That's where they're going to try to head. This is a complete takeover of everything, and everybody better start waking up, because, you know, this is not going to go away. And do you think these people are desperate to take over? Because the next step of this is, if they don't, what's going to happen to them?
Well, and... aside from this, I know we have callers to take, but aside from this, I'll just hit this point real quick. This vaccine is a vaccine that's different from any other vaccine ever in the history of vaccines. What we're talking about is an mRNA vaccine. What's important about this is it's a new type. It's approved for coronavirus. It's the first of its type. It's a unique way of making the vaccine. And so far, no such vaccine has been licensed for infectious disease, said Professor Birkin Dung Ding.
Oh, wow.
Gotta leave that one alone.
That went there. Anyway, it edits your RNA. So you have your DNA and you have your RNA. So if you have this vaccine, you're in essence a genetically modified human at that point. Fun fact.
Not really. It's not a, but with that, we will go to Bob. Good morning, Bob. Bob, you there? Hello?
I'm here. Do you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you now.
All right.
Go for it.
Yeah, I've been awake. The switch was off. Anyway, you know, you guys brought up Gruesome Newsome, but this stuff with the Chinese started long before Gruesome Newsome. He just put the pedal to the metal. This started way back in the late 40s, early 50s with Edmund J. Pat Brown Sr. with the Chinese. It was governor twice. He upped the ante. And now Gruesome Newsome just put the pedal to the metal and has got this thing really going with him. He's making all sorts of different contracts with him and stuff like that. You know, California's been going downhill for a long, long time. And you're talking about these vaccines also. Fauci owns all the patents on these things. And the biggest donor and person behind all this, even in Oxford, as well as the two companies here in the United States, is Bill Gates. And if you would trust getting the vaccine from Bill Gates, from what he did in Africa, good luck, folks.
Well,
you're going to kill yourself.
Well, you know what the opposite of Lesson is, right?
Yep.
Moron. I mean, that's what you got to be to take one of these vaccines. I mean, and they're full of all kinds of good stuff, like fetal parts, mercury. I don't even know it all. Anyway, we got to move on, Bob. We've got a fast show.
So, all right, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. And we will go to Richard. Good morning, Richard. You there, Richard?
Hey, good morning. I'll be quick.
Okay.
So the governor is now signing laws, all those nice laws we talked about. He's signing them. Only one this week he signed, Senate Bill 423, effective immediately. Voting. Polling places will be open for 4 days, not one. Allows for drive-through balloting so that those ballot harvesters don't have to get out and sprain their backs, you know, when they open the trunk and there's 10,000, you know, votes back there. They added a new polling location. Places that sell alcohol as primary service. As their primary service.
Oh, jeez.
So bars. You can now go get drunk and vote. Hey,
wow.
Talk to you later.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Good grief. Is anybody surprised?
No, I'm not.
If you keep going, oh, he's just a random clown and we don't know what he's doing. But if you go, yeah, this makes perfect sense if you're trying to overthrow the government.
Well, and this from Law Enforcement Today. Those responsible for delivering mail-in ballots just endorsed Joe Biden for president. Let that sink in.
Wow.
What we see here is that the same people, the union, the American Postal Workers Union, endorsed Joe Biden after they previously endorsed Bernie Sanders in the primaries. These are the people who are going to be going through and picking up and delivering your ballots.
Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, nothing could happen.
What could go wrong?
I mean, they're... Wouldn't do anything with
this is just a random act. This is kind of like an explosion in the print room, and all of a sudden we got a dictionary, right? It's just like the forces of the universe coming together, and they're not all connected or anything. It's just because, you know, it's the natural progression of everything.
Well, and Bernie Sanders, I mean, when we're looking at what's taking place with Bernie Sanders, it's actually sad to see his regression. I mean,
Well, almost as sad as Joe, but not quite.
Yeah. That's what I was meaning. I need more coffee in my system.
All right. And with that, we do have another caller on the line. I think we have our guest on the line. I'm not sure if she's running in there, so...
Okay, we got Alyssa. Should we go to a break and then come back to Alyssa?
Yeah, let's do that. Hang on, and we'll get you on the other side and see what you have to tell us this morning on this hot topics that's going around. Anyway, this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Blackfoot country, no gold pavement, tired. KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding. Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at ShastaCollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
Redding Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Choice than your opponents.
I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun, jumped off my legs from the morning until the day's done, till the day's done.
We are at the end here.
I got hairy legs. Yeah, that's right. You heard what I said. You heard what I said.
It's only 60 seconds, not up yet.
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys, a bad crew.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I really was the only white guy that really knew. He said, I'll meet you outside, and I said, what am I going to do?
If you don't like that, you ain't black.
That's disgusting.
you know,
I'm just saying.
You know, they're making songs about this gaffe from Biden and his hairy legs. And I guess the mainstream media just missed it.
No.
Well, where are we?
Well, we got a lot going on, that's for
sure.
Who am
I? Why am I here?
Okay, I'm not sure because we've got two callers on the line. Can we put them both on at the same time if we need to? Okay.
Cool. So let's go to our guest and then we'll go to Troy.
Yeah, there you go. We will go to our guest. Are you there?
Alyssa.
Hi, it's Alyssa.
Hey, good morning. Hello. We also have another guest in the studio, by the way, just in case anybody wanted to know, and we want you to know, is Melody Fowler just walked in and she's got an announcement to make, but we'll get to that in a minute. Go ahead, Alyssa. Tell us what's going on.
Well, hey, I just wanted to really quickly touch base on what you were talking about, that case law that this is the vaccination, forced vaccinations are going to be based on. And this is from Chris Ann Hall. It's really brief. It's three sentences. It says, informed people know case law over 100 years old isn't controlling. Lawyers are supposed to know that case law is never final, and opinions are based on specific facts, not general application. And that comes from Scott from Alioto. So there, I think there is going to be a lot of pushback on that. And then I also just wanted quickly to say that I think what all of this boils down to, as you guys said, the slippery slope of the mask and the vaccine, et cetera, is this idea that where there is risk, there must be consent. And we have to start pushing that narrative now so that we have the force behind us when they start to push for forced medical intervention, because that's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. This is all about fear, keeping everybody fearful so that they blindly follow whatever the government tells them.
Yep, that's right. And so just getting that out to people, because I think they, when you look at it that way, oh, I wouldn't ever take a forced medical intervention. Well, then you shouldn't be taking masks as compliance, and you certainly shouldn't be taking this vaccine as compliance. Where there is risk, there must be consent. And I think we can get the general public on board with that. We just gotta get that word out there. Give them a line that they can chew on and think about, you know, as we start to, as you said, cycle for the election season.
Yep, absolutely. Or we can blindly follow a globalist criminal clown who's in league or sympathizes with the Communist Party in China.
Well, it's not even sympathizes.
That definitely sounds easier.
Go ahead, Dave.
It's not even sympathizes. I mean, we literally have the Communist Party that came out and endorsed Joe Biden, going as far as to say, don't vote third party, vote Joe Biden.
Yeah, I mean, we should follow him. I mean, all these guys and all these news networks, all these radio talk shows every week that just ignore this crap because they want to get along and make sure that people keep sending them money, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure what the deal is, but man up a little bit here. You know, just quit blindly following these people because they're not doing this for the American people.
Nope. What do you think's going to happen to you down the road? They're going to come for you.
Yeah.
And your children. The vaccine thing. You know, pretty soon they're going to say that you don't care about your children.
Are you going to stick with us, Alyssa?
Yeah, I'll hang out. And I know Mel wants to share about something big happening this week.
Okay, let's go to Troy first, and then we'll come back to Mel.
Do we still have Troy? All right.
Let's
good
get
morning,
Troy. Make it quick, Troy. This is a fast-paced deal here.
I hear that. Okay, I'm just glad you guys are doing what you're doing. Saturday and Sunday are my favorite days because I start the morning off with common sense and patriotism. So thank you for what you're doing. That's it. Goodbye.
All right. Well, thank you, Troy. We appreciate that. Melody, you're up. Go, girl, go.
Okay, I'm going to read something that I prepared, and then I'll go into why this Tuesday is very important.
Okay.
So a few of us were talking the other day, and we came to the conclusion that there's a certain number that everyone needs to be familiar with in Shasta County. That number is 18 million. Okay, so if someone asked you if you would be willing to trade a beautiful community nestled in the mountains of Northern California with a river running through the city for $18 million, would you do it?
No.
If someone asked you if you'd be willing to trade the blood, sweat, toil, and sacrifice of all the small businesses in your community for $18 million, would you do it?
No.
If someone asked you if you'd be willing to trade the emotional well-being, education, and social interaction of roughly 17,000 students in schools across this county for $18 million, would you do it? If someone asked you if you'd be willing to trade an increase in depression, anxiety, fear, and suicide in your community for $18 million, would you do it? If someone asked you if you'd be willing to trade the ability to congregate, have fellowship, and sing to worship God for $18 million, would you do it? If someone asked you if you'd be willing to trade the oath you took to uphold the California and U.S. Constitution that protects the individual liberties of your constituents for $18 million, would you do it? The coronavirus is real, but it is not a real threat. I'm going to say that one more time. The coronavirus is real. But it is not a real threat. The real threat is the trade-off. Those in government have willingly bartered on your behalf. Someone asked them what they'd be willing to trade everything I mentioned earlier for $18 million, and they all agreed that it was worth it. They have abused their authority, and they have lied to you. That is Steve Morgan, Joe Comente, Leonard Modi, Les Baugh, and Mary Rickert. Your compliance is necessary for their payoff. If you wear a mask and force your children to wear masks, you are an active participant in destroying this community. Those who want the Great Reset have crafted your goodwill into a Trojan horse that will bring in the New World Order. Resist now while you still can. Gather together and pray because God is bigger than the enemy.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. Yeah.
That was awesome.
Absolutely. Thanks, Melody. We appreciate that. I mean, because it's true. The real deal is it is true. You know, you can just hide from it all you want. You can pretend it doesn't exist. You can pretend that there's not big money involved in all of this, but there is. And that's what we're fighting at the local level, and we need to do it now because the next step of this is a lot uglier than the, I don't want to live like this stage. You know, the next stage is that it gets really ugly. And if we don't stop these guys now, we're going to be fighting in the streets.
Right, and I don't want to instill fear in anyone because fear is the enemy as well. And so I just want to encourage people to get active. We have an evening public comment section for the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday night. It's the first time in a long time that the public has been invited to come speak at 6 p.m. I encourage everyone to come. You shouldn't be fearful. You should be angry because all of those things I named are things that have been taken from you for $18 million. That's what they signed and agreed to. And their signature on that paper is that they have to make you compliant.
Right.
Like Joe Cometti said, how can we promote compliance?
When you get to the bottom of this stuff, the masks don't work. This isn't about the masks. This isn't about controlling the virus. This is about controlling you. And fear is the extortionist tool. They want everybody to be fearful and everybody just go along with the program so that, you know, you give up all your rights, you give up your constitution, you give up,
But it should be my option. I shouldn't have anybody, the government especially, telling me that I have to do something.
Well, and here's the deal with the mask. If they work so well, why do you want to put one on me?
Mm-hmm. Well, I've been over this time and time again. If I can see through the mask is not going to stop a virus. And you can see through your mask. Hold your mask up to your eyes. You can see through your mask.
Go ahead, Alyssa. I want to see what you have to say.
Oh, first of all, Mel, that was phenomenal. And just to point out, that $18 million is not a random number that she picked. That's the CARES funding that we're waiting on, that the state was already supposed to have delivered to us, and they have not. I also love the line where you said that your goodwill has been turned into a Trojan horse. And I think, like, just being able to settle into that and go, look, I was fooled, not because I am foolish, but because they fooled me. And now is the time to stop being afraid. I love what you just said about fear being the extortionist tool. I think that is spot on. So just remembering that as people start to open their eyes and these things, this deception starts to get revealed, you know, we invite them into the fold, if it's slow, if it's steady. But in my opinion, you know, this 6 p.m. meeting on Tuesday the 11th is the chance for the public to come and say, this is where I draw the line. This is where I draw the line. You derive your just powers from me, and this is where I draw the line. No more masks. You can ask me to be compliant, but you can't mandate compliance. Right.
Well, and you know, these guys are good at weaponizing everything, including, like you said, your goodwill. They want to weaponize everything against us, and they have an agenda. And anybody with a thinking brain and two neurons to spark together can see this if you do a little homework. Where I draw the line with a lot of these people is they won't do their homework. They just, oh, I can't believe that. But do they look into it? You know, if you have a responsibility to not just yourself, but to your country, to your fellow countrymen, your children, your grandchildren, to start looking into some of this stuff and doing something about it if it's true. If it wasn't true, it wouldn't be getting steam like it is getting, because a lot of people have done enough research where they go, wow, this is not what, you know, we thought it was. This is something else is going on here. There is an agenda, and we need to respond to it, and so you need to get involved, and I guess we got to go to a break.
Okay, if you want to call in, the number is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I get so mad.
Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide? No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner is celebrating this fall with the craze you'll crave.
A craze I'll crave?
Yes. Cheesecake drizzled with pumpkin spice, praline sauce, and chopped pecans. Sip on a creamy pumpkin pie cold brew or savor pumpkin spice pancakes with maple butter for the perfect fall experience. Now for a limited time only.
I'm craving it already.
Black Bear Diner has carryout, curbside pickup, and delivery options.
Start your order at blackbeardiner.com or visit them on site for an outdoor dining experience.
Black Bear Diner.
We'll be right back.
Sorry, I'm multitasking here.
And I Want to Be With You Everywhere song is the perfect song for Joe Biden. He's into those surprise massages. It's kind of like surprise car rides is kidnapping surprise massages.
You know, you can't
make... That's just wrong.
You can't make this...
just wrong. I can't begin to tell you how creepy it is,
well,
you know?
The guy is creepy. I mean, that's the whole point.
I know,
mean,
but...
It's like the guy is so creepy that it's, you know, you can't even explain how creepy it is. And this all goes to this whole globalist thing. There's a whole bunch of pedophiles involved in this. You got the Federal Reserve involved in this because they are run by the globalists, and the globalists run pretty much everything. And that's
what
this is.
You got big karma involved in this.
They're all involved in this because this is a takeover, and we are the last thing standing in the way right now, which is the American people. Nobody else is free enough to do anything about it at this point. Oh, it's just all a big conspiracy. It can never happen here. It is happening here. Look around, wake up, and pull your head out of your.
Have a Second Amendment. That's what stands between them and the rest.
Well, and they're going after that. If you look at Joe Biden on his actual website, he goes in and erroneously talks about firearms deaths and the actions that he's going to take to firearms companies. He's saying that he's going to, by executive order, go through and make it to where the companies are responsible who manufacture
That's
the
right.
weapons.
If anything mm-hmm. happens. Yeah, yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Well,
it's craziness.
You know, and this goes back to the players. You know, we all talk about George Soros and what he's involved in, and he has a vast network. And I've got this. This comes in from Raleigh. It shows, he created his open society, you know, and he's getting funded by us through these various political organizations. The American Civil Liberties Union, these guys all get donations, mm-hmm. Common Cause, Planned Parenthood, Brookings Institute, the Center for American Progress. Yeah, these guys are all in league together. The Alliance for Justice, American Federation of Teachers, Catholics for Choice, the Center for Reproductive Rights, National Women's Law Center, Human Rights Campaign, the Radical LGBT Agenda, America's Voice, American Bar Association Committee. I mean, these guys are
That's only a few. There's pages and pages of those.
These guys are all working together, whether they know it or not, in you know, and they have to get rid of our Constitution. They have to get rid of our rights. And they're going to try to do it in any way, any means that is available to them. And I want to talk a little bit about the Federal Reserve thing that you were talking about in the cashless society. I think that's what's coming next. They're going to use the vaccines to get everybody in compliance, then take away cash and freedom.
Well, and it looks like they're going for cash first because we're already seeing this whole quote-unquote coin shortage. We're already seeing they're saying that some of the bills are starting to have shortages. So right here we have the Federal Reserve Chair for Minneapolis, Minnesota, who has said that he wants a 4 to 6 week shutdown and says the Fed can afford to do it. Well, what people don't understand is that our money within the time span of what this has actually taken place since the beginning of this coronavirus has lost over 10% of its value, meaning if you have $100, your money is now worth $90 in actual buying power. Now, Fed now is aimed at transforming the U.S. payment system approved by the Board of Governors and the Federal Reserve. Yesterday, August 6, during the webinar, Federal Reserve payment maven spoke about the latest developments in Fed now. The current system is not up, but Fed now will be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year. The current Fed wire closes a few hours every week and day, depending on the payment type, and it closes on weekends and holidays. Fedwire Security Services is even more constrained operating hours, and this is especially important in the operating global payment infrastructure not bound by local holidays or time. So this new Fed Now, which you just got to love the name.
Fed Now? There's an IRS now, too.
Right?
Yeah.
And so this new thing is going to set up instantaneous payment processors, but at the same time, and it took some digging to put this together and even find this, but on MarketWatch, which is a big place to where people who are investors go to find things, Fed accounts for all with automatic and reoccurring payments triggered by economic crisis. Wealthy interests have thrived during the pandemic. The CARES Act authorized trillions in spending to support wealthy people and corporations. Most of the money was used to guarantee liquidity for banks, hedge funds, backstop corporate balance sheets, and purchase debt to save commercial loan markets. Thankfully, the members of Congress are negotiating another stimulus package, but this one must fix the flaws of the first. This time, the stimulus package must prioritize reoccurring aid and structural reforms for working people and local governments. The next stimulus package could provide unemployment benefit and provide reoccurring guaranteed income of $2,000 per month, create free bank accounts at the Federal Reserve, Fed accounts, for the every American, and supply state and local governments with ongoing cash payments.
I wonder who's going to be in control if that happens.
Yeah,
I want to play a little clip here.
Well, we do have a caller on the line, too.
We have Mark.
Have Mark on the line.
Okay,
so
before we go to Mark, this is a real short clip. It's 51 seconds, and I want to play this because this kind of reaffirms what we're talking about a little bit. This is Trump at the Ohio meeting, and then we'll get to Mark. So are you ready? Okay, here we go. This is Trump at his last speech.
Wealthy. They are so wealthy, nobody has any idea who the hell they are, what they do. They make more money than the drug companies. You know, in all fairness, at least the drug companies have to produce a product, and it has to be a good product. But the middlemen, well, the rebate that I'm doing cuts out the middlemen and it reduces costs, and the money goes back to the people purchasing the drugs. So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do. No other president would do a favored nations, a rebate, a buy from other nations at much less cost. Nobody. And there are a lot of unhappy people, and they're very rich people, and they're very unhappy. They are.
Wow. So let's go to Mark. I had to get that in, and we've got about 5 minutes to the top of the hour.
Good morning, Mark.
Yeah.
What you got?
Mark? You're on the
air. I don't know. Hey, that's great, man. I love Trump. God bless Trump. I mean, the last good president that we had was Reagan, and the last governor, really good governor of California. And I'd like to give you guys a quote from Reagan. Communism works only in heaven, where they don't need it, and in hell, where they already got it.
That's a good one. I haven't heard that one.
But thank you, Mark, for calling in and giving us that quote. We appreciate it.
I mean, it's creepy what Trump just said on this last deal. I mean, you know, he you might not see him. This might be the last time you see me for a while. What's he talking about? Is there something going on here that we need to know about? Is there something big happening in the world stage?
Big Pharma and all that, the control of a lot of things, and that's a lot of money that's getting. They're getting hit right in the knees.
Big Pharma, vaccines, they don't go together, do they?
No.
I don't know. There is so much crap going on out there that it is unbelievable. I got another thing from a CNN reporter, but I'll post that on the Facebook page about how it says you can't ignore BS, you just got to shovel it. And that's what these guys are doing. They're all just shoveling BS because this BS is designed to enslave us at the end of the day. And if you can't see it, you're not looking. And if you don't want to look, it's because you are... What's the word I'm looking for? You're irresponsible, and you don't deserve to have freedom. If you're not even going to spend enough time to look into this stuff to see if what we're saying is true, then you'll get what you get. But the rest of us are not going to go down that road. We're standing and fighting because at this point in time, you don't have a choice. And this isn't a fear thing. This is a responsibility to your posterity. You need to get with the program. You need to go out to the BOS, the Board of Supervisors. I know there's another acronym there that I can't
remember. Board of Sellouts.
The Board of Sellouts. Thank you. That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say the Board of something that had to do with crap heads.
Well, but let's keep perspective on this because almost half of U.S. COVID-19 deaths are linked to nursing homes in a New York Post thing right here that they have. Nursing homes are tied to nearly half of the 124,000 fatalities of the coronavirus in the U.S., according to a new troubling analysis from 12,000 senior facilities. But what we see here is Cuomo had actually issued an executive order, governor of New York, executive order to make it to where they could not refuse COVID-19 positive patients to go into nursing homes.
And he sent several thousands of them into the home.
And which is completely against federal guidelines, by the way. You're not supposed to do that. They knew about that you're not supposed to do that. And he did it anyway, because what are they trying to do? They're trying to get the numbers inflated so that they can justify their plandemic. you know, their scamdemic, their panic, you know, it's just incredible. But it's coming to the surface.
The homes got paid for it, too.
And look at the complicit media inside of this, not covering the actual true story on this. So the media is reporting that he only had about 20,000 nursing home deaths within his state. However, what they're not actually reporting is he was the only state that made it so that if you had a nursing home patient who had COVID, who was on their deathbed, who went on the hospital on their last day and died in the hospital, it's not considered a nursing home death. So he's going out and touting, oh, we have the lowest deaths of nursing homes and we did all this. And the media is complicit in this elderly genocide. Otherwise, when you look at the actual numbers on this, this really is not affecting normal healthy people on a level that's worse than the flu. And what we're seeing with Sweden is they were trying to bash on Sweden for all this time. And there is on Statistia, there's a status that goes back 10 years on the average death rates. And the average death rates.
The news
about,
from Town Hall.
Are we at the top of the hour? We will have to pick this up on the other side. Stay tuned for the second half of Silver Mines. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
You are listening to KCNR, 96.5 FM, online at AM 1460. You have been listening to an encore performance of Sovereign Minds from August of this year. Today, the weather is about 51 degrees, a low chance of precipitation tonight, and light winds and variable winds, a few showers earlier, but mostly cloudy with conditions later in the day.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump continues to claim fraud in the tabulating of ballots in the 2020 presidential contest. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president tweets that Joe Biden won because the election was rigged. He claims that no vote watchers or observers were allowed, even though Trump campaign lawyers acknowledged in court that observers were present. The president also accuses an election technology firm of deleting or switching votes, claiming that Dominion Voting Systems is a radically left, privately owned company. Mr. Trump's tweets were flagged by Twitter as disputed. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The European Union has agreed to tighten up rules for the sale and export of cyber surveillance technology.
EU lawmakers in the European Council have reached a provisional deal to update controls of so-called dual-use goods. Those include facial recognition technology and spyware to prevent them from being used to violate human rights. Under the new rules, European companies will have to apply for government licenses to export certain products. They'll also have to meet criteria that have been beefed up to include requirements to consider whether the sale poses a risk to human rights.
Correspondent Jeremy House. China, Japan, and 13 other Asian Pacific nations have agreed to found the world's biggest single trading bloc. It's a deal many hope will hasten the region's recovery from the virus. The regional comprehensive economic partnership will encompass nearly one-third of the world's economic activity and population. That's even after India pulled out, citing concerns about foreign competition. Hurricane Iota, number 13 of a crazy Atlantic season, being tracked now in the Caribbean. It has maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour, and the National Hurricane Center says it may reach the island of Providencia tomorrow. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
The head of the World Food Program is forecasting a potentially bleak future.
David Beasley says the Nobel Peace Prize has given the UN agency a spotlight and megaphone to warn world leaders that next year is going to be worse than this year. And Beasley warns without billions of dollars, quote, we are going to have famines of biblical proportions in 2021. He says the Nobel Committee looked at the agency's work in conflicts to feed millions, but also sent a message to the world that it's getting worse and their hardest work is yet to come. Ron DeRockster reporting.
U.S. Catholic bishops open a national meeting tomorrow under dramatic circumstances. The pandemic has compelled them to meet virtually. A hard-fought presidential election has caused sharp divisions within their own ranks. And 6 days before the meeting, the Vatican released a revelatory report detailing how clerics in the U.S. failed to hold ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick to account for serial sexual misconduct. News and analysis at townhall.com. History has been made in Major League Baseball. The Miami Marlins make a groundbreaking front office hire.
Kim Ng has become the major's highest-ranking woman in baseball operations, hired by the Marlins as their general manager. The club said Ng is believed to be the first female GM in the four major North American professional sports leagues. She's won 3 World Series rings while spending 21 years in the front offices of the White Sox, Yankees, and Dodgers. Ng becomes the 5th person to hold the Marlins' top position in baseball ops. She succeeds Michael Hill, who was not retained after this past season. I'm Dave Ferry.
Today is Sunday, November the 15th, and some famous people are celebrating a birthday, including actor Ed Asner. He's 91 years old today. Singer Petula Clark is 88. Classical music conductor Daniel Barenboim has 78 candles on his cake, while former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson is 73, and comedian Judy Gold is 58. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You are listening to a repeat encore performance of Sovereign Mind from August of this year.
Come on.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State, 96.5 and 1460 AM. Do we still have Alyssa on the line?
Nope, she's gone.
Hey,
I think.
Just wanted to thank her for calling in. Sorry, we got so busy here trying to get stuff out that we left her hanging.
Hey,
we
before we go on, I just saw this from David Harris. You guys see this? Voter fraud, anyone? Shipments of nearly 20,000 fake driver's licenses seized at Chicago Airport.
Wow, I wonder where those were coming in from. I'm betting China.
I just had to get that out there. It's like, yeah.
That's what everybody that is listening needs to start doing, is start getting your own sources. David Harris Jr., Gateway Pundit, the True Pundit, OAN, get off the mainstream crap, anybody who's listening to any of it, including Fox at this point, now Fox has some things that are, but they block out other things that are important, that don't fit the narrative.
Well, and that's the thing I talked about a while ago, is you see that very dangerous to our democracy video that has all of these different stations spewing the same exact crap about going through and shutting down the voices of the American people with quote-unquote fake news. And what we're seeing more and more is fake news is anything they disagree with. Why does Bill Gates get a chance to turn it around and talk about the coronavirus without a medical degree, but you have doctors which are silenced when they're saying hydroxychloroquine?
That are board certified, that graduated from Stanford. But
that doesn't matter.
But they disagree with those guys, so they don't get to talk.
Yeah, well, and this is what we're seeing right now. Our First Amendment rights are being tackled and taken away, and what we're seeing with people in the past is like Gab Media. What we saw with them is they had a person who was on their platform that went out and did a shooting. And so the people that were in charge of it, the payment processors, the GoDaddy web hosts, they all shut them down and banned them from using their services and essentially cut off that free media platform. And at the same time, somebody who was on Twitter went out and did the same exact thing. They did a shooting, and there was not the same response at all.
Wow. Did we talk about Cliven Bundy and the
No, son? We didn't make it there.
Okay, so we need to go over that, too. Cliven Bundy and sons win appeal. Obama's DOJ political criminal prosecution comes to an end, and evidently they won on from the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit of all places.
Yeah, that was a shocking.
Affirmed the dismissal by the U.S. District Court for the District of Nevada of the indictments of the Obama Department of Justice, the Obama DOJ had brought against Cliven Bundy and his sons, Ammon and Ryan Payne, one of the peaceful protesters who was also indicted. After the successful standoff, the government agency who threatened the Bundys' lives, killed their cattle, assaulted their family members, perpetrated tyrannical executive power over them. And the definition of tyranny, by the way, is the arbitrary abuse of power. You get to pick the choose the winners. There's no equal protection under the law. You punish your enemies and you reward your friends, and this is what they're doing across the board. Mm-hmm. Larry Klayman, the lawyer, actually we've had Larry on the show before.
Yeah, I was thinking about reaching out to him again.
The lawyer for Cliven Bundy, and in other cases other family members, had this to say. My client Cliven Bundy, having been forced to endure the emotional stress and physical harm of being arrested and denied bail, being thrown into solitary confinement for no valid reason, denied right of counsel and speedy trial, and then after two years of illegal incarceration, had to endure a sham and fraudulent trial where exculpatory evidence was hidden, prosecutors lied to the presiding judge, and where a whistleblower came forward to disclose that there had been a kill list by some of the agents in the Bureau of Land Management on the heads of the Bundys, is now relieved that the nightmare is over. As Cliven and his family's lawyer, Larry Klayman speaking, I too am relieved that justice has finally been done. Now, after all that didn't make the news, did it?
No.
No.
I mean, that should be yelled from the rooftops about what these guys did. But I guess we don't care that they start burying evidence, exculpatory evidence. I don't know. Does anybody think of anything recently where they're burying exculpatory evidence or prosecuting somebody for no reason, having no evidence, making up evidence, creating, that's not equal protection. That's not the Constitution. That is somebody punishing their enemies and rewarding their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, It's just amazing to me where we're headed here. Now,
it took them over two years. I mean, that went on. It's been a long time since that started with Clive and Bundy.
Absolutely. And I did post it on Facebook if anybody wants to see that. The other thing that I was reading from about George Soros was Judicial Watch. That wasn't just some left-wing, off-the-chart, site where somebody made up a bunch of stuff. It was Judicial Watch, who's been the gold standard in pulling evidence out of the federal government, out of the FBI, out of the DOJ for hiding stuff, hiding exculpatory evidence, the Russia thing, the Russia probe, all the made-up crap that they've been doing for, 3 years now, is now coming home to roost. I believe that they are going to be some prosecutions, but I guess we'll wait and see what happens, and who knows.
Well, and what we're seeing on this, too, is they're not at any way point in time going after and treating Joe Biden, for instance, the exact same. Look at the Ukrainian thing. We have Joe Biden on video saying that he was the one that ordered the Ukrainian president to terminate the person that was looking into his kid.
Yeah, that was actually investigating his son's graft bribery, you know, receiving $1.2 billion. That's not important. He's, you know, and Joe Biden hasn't been doing this stuff for years, has he?
Well, and we have the documents, too, that actually show that after that took place, the attorneys for Hunter Biden actually went and sought a audience with the new prosecutor. They tried and tried, and after a week, they gained that audience. And in the actual documents that are the stenographers that go through and write it all up, they said, we know that the last guy was not corrupt. He was not doing the rest of these bad things, but we're looking to work with you. And so either somebody's lying here, one or the other. You have Hunter Biden's attorneys, which are lying, or Joe Biden, which is lying. And it pretty much looks like Joe Biden's lying.
Well, and Joe Biden,
imagine that.
Joe Biden didn't know anything about the FISA warrant unmasking either, except that he did. So this guy doesn't lie, does he? He can't even put two sentences together anyway, and this is the best they got. But I want to read from Title 18, U.S. Code 2384, Seditious Conspiracy, and see if this sounds like anything that's been going on around here. If two or more persons in any state or territory or in any place subject to the jurisdiction of the United States conspire to overthrow, put down, or to destroy by force the government of the United States, or to levy war against them, or to oppose by force the authority thereof, or to force, to prevent, hinder, or delay the execution of any law of the United States, or by force to seize, take, or possess any property of the United States contrary to the authority thereof, they shall each be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 20 years or both. Does that sound like anything that's been happening here recently?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, it's completely breaking the law. You go to Antifa, you go to the force that they've been doing, and now you're telling me that some of these Antifa guys that was over, training over in the Middle East.
We actually have videos of a group over in the Middle East that originally their name was Antifa Global, and they were a terrorist organization by our U.S. government, and we had 500 members of Antifa that came from America, went over there and fought. A lot of them died, a lot of them didn't die, and then came back here to America, and now they're leading. I mean, one of them's a radio host that was an Antifa member and still is, and you've got these guys that are going over there training, and they're terrorists. There's no doubt about it. They're associated and fighting with a terrorist group who's a Marxist terrorist group over there with the Syrian Kurds. Now, you have the Iranian Kurds and you have the Syrian Kurds, and they're two very different outfits and very different groups. Now, the Kurds that they went and they fought with, they are Marxist terrorists that have used terrorism to achieve their goals and their gains. And, in fact, when they were over there, they were trying to set up 3-mile-long autonomous zones. Interesting.
Yeah.
Where have we heard that word before?
Wow. It's just unbelievable. And what gets me is I feel like I'm in an elevator during the week when I'm listening to a bunch of these radio talk show hosts. And I feel like I'm in the elevator in the Blues Brothers movie. Dun, 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 ba, dun, bum, ba. In the meantime, there's guys outside storming the building. Everything's chaos. And you, as they're rappelling down the sides of the government building, and then we're inside this elevator listening to these talk show hosts every day during
it's
the week.
It's all good out there. Everybody's getting along. Everybody's happy.
You know?
Well, and what's disturbing to me is all throughout the week, I'm going through and I'm looking at all of these, this information that's coming out, and I'm doing the research, I'm seeing all these things. And the more you do that, the more it just starts becoming crystal clear how all of these elements all fit together, and it just creates this big, giant picture of demise for our country.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing is with the dollar losing its value at such a rapid rate and the plans that they have for us right now, we're going to be at 75% of our monetary's value, and China and France and all these other places, they're all stockpiling gold to go away from the dollar, which means your dollar is going to be Venezuelan dollar.
Well, I've been kind of telling everybody now for, I don't know, 10, 15 years, you need to start stocking up on silver and gold and cryptocurrency and whatever means of barter or monetary value that will hold its value over time, so that when they do this big reset, which they're going to have to do, all you got to do is go to usdebtclock.org and you'll see it, that this is coming. And, you know, when prices hit $50 for an egg or a loaf of bread or something, then you're going to realize, and prices of metals haven't been going up, have they?
Oh, they have. In fact, we just had new highs that got hit on gold. Gold currently right now is, I think, $2,093
an
ounce.
It broke 2,000.
Yeah.
New record highs. They're saying it's going to go to 2,500 too.
And silver, you know, I think is like 28 and some change. But here's the real deal. That's not the real price of gold or silver. That is the paper futures contract price on what they're selling on the market. It's like derivatives of the real thing, gold and silver. So let's take silver as the best example. If you wanted to go and see the spot prices, say, let's say it's $28.40 right now, and go to buy it, it's going to cost you almost $40 for silver eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the real price of the metals, not the paper futures contract price.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a reckoning coming, and what's going to happen is that that price is going to rise to the amount of dollars that are in circulation that's already doing it. It's hockey sticking up, and they've taken the manipulation off over at the COMEX through J.P. Morgan's futures contracts that they were holding down the price, so it's set to explode now and go straight up. The sad part is, at the end of the day, when that happens, an egg is going to cost you $50.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, with that, we do have to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
And tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
Senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. It's the final days to save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed, now $1,799. Plus special financing ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And Young, I mean, you got to like that, man. That's one of my favorite songs,
actually.
I was
laughing about that.
What are you laughing about? What are you snickering about?
Ozzy Osbourne hired to interpret Joe Biden's speeches. I'm sorry, but that's funny. I don't care who you are.
Well, you know, what would be funny is if Ozzy did a talk show, he was the host and invited Joe Biden to come on.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to need to stock up on the alcohol before. Oh,
that would be a pay-per-view event.
No kidding.
Wow.
Maybe Ozzy's not the best one, considering all the bat stuff that he did and the bat stuff that's
going on. Yeah. Well, you know, bat crap crazy, you know, is relative, I guess. And if you're biting the heads off of the bats and
yeah,
whatever
but creepy
else
and creepy one, creepy two, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, good grief. They had to make an album together. You know, it'll be like Black Sabbath Revisited. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, let's not talk about Joe Biden and black. You know, they're not a very diverse people, according to him.
Well, we already played the racist music, you know, White Room by Cream, you know, in my white room, you know. I'm surprised they haven't banned that one yet, you know.
You know, we should play that clip from Joe. We really should.
Which Joe?
Which one?
Clip? I mean, there's so many. It's a target-rich environment.
The one that happened recently here on August 6th, Joe Biden suggests African-American community not as diverse as Latino community. You heard that one?
Yeah. Yep. It's all. I try to avoid the mainstream stuff because that's all over mainstream. They're using that one. But, yeah, it's a good clip. It's like David Harris Jr. comes up and it's like talks. It's, you know, and it's unbelievable how racist Biden is.
Really is? You think?
And he gets a pass on everything.
Well, and this is the thing that we see. I mean, if you are within the Democratic Party, you are protected from racism overall. We saw that the whole the Byrd guy, Bob Byrd, he had a situation to where he was a KKK member.
Oh, Robert Byrd. Yeah, the senator.
Yeah. He
Hillary's one of Hillary's favorite people.
Well, they eulogized the hell out of him. And you see that Joe Biden, he was talking about his early years and how difficult it was and how he achieved so much in his early years and how he took care of his people. And he said it, his people. And he said he knew his community because he tasted it. He tasted the suffering of his community. He repeated that twice. And I'm just like,
take a test. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Take a test. What are you, a junkie? That's like unbelievable. She's got the clip. Go ahead and play it, Ashley. Why not?
Hey,
what the heck?
What you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community
with
incredibly
exceptions.
Different attitudes about different things.
Come on, man.
That was from the YouTube channel of GOP War Room, by the way.
Come on, man. Get with the program.
Yeah, that's it.
What are you, a junkie? I mean, I've been playing Joe Biden gas lately. They've got regular reels. I mean, the last one I saw was like 28 minutes.
Yeah.
28 minutes of gaffes, of you know, creepy hairy leg stuff, and white kids are just as smart as poor kids, or poor kids are just as smart as white kids.
Yeah.
I mean,
what we're seeing with it, too, is that his mind is slipping, and they're saying that it's a stutter.
He's slipped away.
Yeah. Well, you should play, that should be our next song going out, Slip Sliding Slide Away, yeah, by Paul Simon.
But go ahead. Sorry. I mean, he's beyond slipping.
Well, and you look at it, he's going over and trying to talk about the Constitution of the United States, and he's like, oh, folks, you know the rest, when he can't remember the first line of it and get through it.
You know the thing.
Yeah, the thing.
Now the thing that we were in 1787, and we made the thing.
Well, and there's certain portions of it. So there was.
Come on, man.
Can bring it up. There's actually an instance to where he's going towards the media, and you have his aide, which grips into his hand with her claws, like
trying to restrain him.
Yeah, you can see it, and she pulls him away, and he's like the old senile guy that's lost his damn mind, trying to walk over to the thing. No, no, Biden, we can't do that. We got to go over here to the car.
Come on, man! Don't you want to see you can do the most push-ups? Let's go inside.
Come on, creepy Uncle Joe, you must get to the car.
If I can do more push-ups than you, I get to sniff your hair.
Surprise massages.
There you go. Hey, you know, it's a little. You know who's involved in those is old Adam Shifty Shift. I mean, Google the Lidl, Liddle Foundation, and he happened to be a part of that deal a little bit, and they give worldwide kids massages, just in case you wanted to know.
I have a list right here in front of me that is probably a good 4 pages long of each individual person that over this last year was within big elements of the politics community. I mean, we've got Democratic Illinois State Representative Keith Farahan has resigned with charges of child pornography, accused of bragging about it online. I mean, I can go on and on. It would take up the rest of the segment here.
Well, and they don't want to, you know, lead us down the garden path of this, you know, rationalizing and normalizing pedophilia. I just posted on Facebook has anybody seen the troll doll?
Yes.
Go watch that. It's kind of amazing how
it's
Hasbro.
It's not amazing. It's very sick that they even allowed anything like that to be.
It's troubling. Yeah. I mean, it's troubling, and I watched the video, and I was like, you got to be kidding. I said, Linda, come in here. You got to look at this. You know, I mean, the other Linda. And
but it goes right along if you haven't seen the one about the pedophiles and how they're saying that, you know, they're just people and there's nothing wrong with them and, you know, we should all embrace them.
Well, and they're trying to make it to where it's a sexual orientation. I just posted this.
You know what I think they're trying to do? I think they're trying to front run what is coming out and what is going to be shown to be true.
They certainly are. The island?
I just posted,
you know, the whole wiener blacktop and that little bit about the FBI investigation that said crimes against children, and they're all kind of related to this stuff. I hate to say it, but they're all kind of in bed together.
Yeah, in more ways than one.
Just yeah, saying. Exactly.
Do you know how you tell if you're posting the truth on Facebook?
They delete it.
Or they say, this contains fake news or fake information or something
like
that.
I posted a quote from Lenin, and they said, they said that was fake news, and then I looked up the quote. It was Stalin. Oh, wow.
Oh, well, there's a big difference, right?
Boy, that's a big discrepancy. Yeah. Lenin or Stalin, I mean, gosh, I wouldn't want to report anything that was false. Like, you know, like, the Communist Party saying something in parody.
Doesn't matter who did all the murder. I'm just saying.
So I've been posting this how to legally decline a vaccine. Mm-hmm. Okay, and they keep covering it over. So I posted it over at Twitter, and then I posted it over here on Facebook. And then I go to my other Facebook, and then I post it over there, and I post it back. And then, you know, you can send everything in a private message now, and they don't see it, I guess. And
oh no! In fact, they're looking in the private messages. That was something that came out. They said they will regulate your private messages and delete things out of your private message that they disagree with. So for a while there was a big one called Minds. It was an alternate social media. They were actually deleting Minds' website off of their platform.
So that, is that why they've been deleting that? I keep posting that finger. And, just saying. I mean, they can't say it's not true information because that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, how to legally decline a vaccine. Do not refuse a vaccine. And I don't know how truthful this is. I mean, I don't even care. But the point is that, you know, that who gives these guys the right to censor me with information that they fact-check, that their fact-checkers are a bunch of liars, too.
Well, yeah, and what we're seeing on this is there's been interesting developments, and I say interesting because you have people that are the top heads of, like, Google that have come out and said, oh, well, we're going to make sure what happened in 2016 doesn't happen in 2020 again. We're going to make Trump a blip on the radar. Wow. And this is something that happened with the top people within Google, and they're being grilled on it. He goes, well, we're unbiased, and we don't do any of the rest of it. He's like, how can you say that?
Liar. Liar.
You know, I mean, and Trump actually passed that executive order saying they could be sued. And he's been on a tear on the executive orders lately because you can't get anything through Congress, which would be the legitimate way to do it, because you got Pelosi and, you know, Crazy Nancy or whatever you want to call her, the gun mall, the criminal, the mafioso, working with Schumer in the Senate.
Well, and it's not just that. There's a really interesting documentary called The Swamp on HBO. My wife and I watched it yesterday, and what we saw on it was pretty amazing and pretty outstanding coverage, because it's a leftist organization, HBO, that goes through and follows three Republican congressmen through their days in Congress over about 2019 to the end of 2019 with the impeachment times. And what we're seeing in this is the lobbyists, the super PAC, the people that are there. I mean, you have this guy that doesn't want to take lobbyist money, but they're actually required to in order to keep their seats and be assigned seats by the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives is required to fundraise anywhere between $50 to $80 million in her time or his time, whoever's in there. And it's a Republican and Democrat problem because they're taking all of this money from all of these different organizations, which are special interest organizations. And they're going to continue doing that so long as this system is set up. And Newt Gingrich was actually one of the people that started changing it to where you're doing this. So you can't legally take money while you're on the floor in there and be talking about it and calling in people. So they give you this incentive by saying, go across the street. Well, you go across the street, and there's a headquarters over there for both Republican and Democrat parties, to where you go in there and you basically call up all your special interest friends and get them to turn around and donate to your seat. And this guy who's a Republican, he actually had less people than the people from Puerto Rico that don't even get a vote. He had less money coming to him because he's not working for the special interests. And what we're seeing is it's all about the special interests. Your opinion, your vote has no meaning to them whatsoever. And yeah, we've got to basically get these people out, all of them.
That, we have to go to a break, and then we should have another guest on. After that, we should have David Horowitz for the last part of the show. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Slip sliding away. Slip sliding away. You know the nearer your destination, the more you slip sliding away. I know a man. He came from my hometown. He wore his passion for his woman like a thorny crown. He said, Dolores,
Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer, as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of robber buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th.
Help us help our community. Peace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Sovereign Mind Radio, a little Maxwell Silverhammer, if you know what I mean. Beatles. So we've got Ron, and we've got our guest David Horowitz on. So I want to get Ron real quick, and then we'll go right to David.
All right. You're on, Ron.
Okay, thank you. I'll make it real quick.
Thanks.
Excuse me. A long time ago, I think they were called the Hunt Brothers.
Yep.
For some reason, I think they had the silver prices up to about $200 an ounce.
That's not true. It was 50.
Well, it was quite a bit for silver back then, I've been told.
Yeah.
Excuse me, but anyhow.
It's relative, and as far as inflation as well, too.
Somebody made a comment that gold would be up to maybe $3,000 an ounce, and this has been a long time ago, and I don't know how they figured that out so far back, but it's coming true now. I mean, because now the gold is up to
It's really easy to figure and calculate this, Ron. If you do any study of monetary history, what happens is gold and silver, being the real money, the only real money, God's money, as they put it, always rises to the amount of circulated currency. So what happens is that you can project this because the more money that you print, at some point, the real money rises to match the amount of currency in circulation. So as long as they keep printing money, it's a pretty good formula to hang your hat on.
Okay. And also, I've got one quick question. You or maybe your guest coming up can speak on that. I wonder how long Social Security, our pensions are going to last, like Social Security, and I'll take my answer on that.
All right, no problem.
Thank you very much.
No problem. I think Social Security is not going to go anyplace. It's going to be there. It's just that you won't be able to buy anything with the money that you're getting.
Actually, I can touch on that a little bit, because there's some interesting things that have to do with our Social Security, and it's something that we've been talking about, at least on my show, for a while now, since 2016. We've started seeing deficits within Social Security to where it's completely unsustainable.
Right.
And so we noticed that the baby boom population is finally reaching that age to where they can retire, and they're going to be retiring and drawing their money out of the markets, and it's going to cause a market crash, according to a lot of people.
So you got two things going on there. You got pensions that are, you know, set up by companies in the government, CalPERS and so forth, and those are in the market. And then you have the Social Security that's been borrowed out of by the government and have taken, and so that's empty. But they will keep printing money, and that's the problem, is that they got $3 trillion in stimulus last month or the month before, and then I'll do another $3 trillion. So the private pensions, the ones set up by the government, CalPERS and so forth, they're going to run out of money when the market crashes, and they've already been that's already gone way down. I think they only got 20% left or something by the last count. And there's nothing in the Social Security, but that nothing is to prevent the government continually printing until they fill the shortfall. So it's a disaster for both.
Here's the thing on it, too, that people need to be aware of is, as hyperinflation happens, there's nothing – within the Social Security system that states that it will go ahead and increase to match the hyperinflation.
That's the point, yeah. So you get your $1,000, $1,500 a month, and you get to buy four loaves of bread and take a gas.
Right.
That's the problem.
So. Okay, with that, we're going to go to our guest. Good morning, Mr. Horowitz. How are you?
Pretty good.
Good. How you doing, David? Good to have you back on the show.
You guys just depressed me.
Oh. Sorry.
we weren't trying to.
We know you got your new book out, Blitz, Trump Will Smash the Left and Win. And,
yeah.
Hey, I got to like the title there. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Sure. The book is 6 straight weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, even though it's not reviewed by the Times or any of the other anti-American media. And that's because I think there's a lot of straight talk in it. It's about the Trump wars and the way in which the Democrat Party is no longer, really not an American party anymore. It's an anti-American party.
Yep.
It's driven by racism. Identity politics is a pure form of racism. If you disagree on any issue with the Democrats that's important, they call you a racist. That's the way it works. How do they pick their vice president? By skin color. How un-American is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, I know. It's like you got to pick a black woman because you need to be able to diversify.
Yeah, and who are they picking? This Karen Bass is in the top three. She's the head of the Black Caucus and was the Speaker of the California Assembly. She was a leader in the Vence Ramos Brigade. That was run by Cuban intelligence. It recruited young Americans on the far left, like the Weather Underground, to spy on the United States for Castro. She's also a communist and a Maoist. I mean, how does this woman get, it's not even a heartbeat away from being president since Biden were to win? I put it this way. There's not an American, there's not a Democrat in the whole country who thinks that Joe Biden is competent to be president. It's like a Weekend at Bernie's, that film where they wheel the corpse around. It's sad, but it's frightening if you're an American. Well, the Democrat Party doesn't give a damn about this country, or they wouldn't put somebody like that up, and they wouldn't have at the top of their candidate list. I mean, who's running Biden? That airhead Ocasio-Cortez? Bernie? I mean, come on. Kamala Harris, a pathological liar and racist.
I could say prostituting Democrat.
She's a political whore.
There, thank you. That's kind of what I was reaching for. Yeah, true. All true.
Yeah, and then how's the Democrat Party running? A bunch of character assassins. Trump has killed 160,000, actually Cher just said this the other day, coronavirus victims. But that's saying, not in so many words when she talks about Trump and the coronavirus. It's like Trump, I don't know what he did. He put a gun to Andrew Cuomo's head and said, put COVID patients in with old folks because they're really vulnerable and they're going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Trump has no control whatsoever over the health care systems in the country. We have a federal system. It's governors that do.
No, in fact, what they're wanting him to do is they're wanting him to do an executive order for a mask mandate, which shows nothing whatsoever.
Don't even know if the masks work. I wear a mask, like everybody else, because I'll do, I'm in the vulnerable stage.
You're in New York. I guess now they've made it a law that they can fine you or arrest you if you're not wearing it.
No, actually, I'm in Colorado, and they can do it here, too.
Oh, well, there you
go. They're working on it there, too.
I thought you were in New York.
my son, who's a doctor, says that the mesh in these masks is not fine enough to hold the virus out. So there's, who knows who to believe?
Well,
Trump's job is to supply the mask, not to order people to wear them. These Democrats are such natural totalitarians. They like to shut down things by fire. I mean, they're would-be dictators, all of them.
Well, I think that's the whole point of this. What we're talking about is, I think that if you look at all the evidence, what we have here is an insurgency that's basically trying to take over our government.
That's right. It's an insurrection by communists. In fact, you know, I think fascist is an even better term for them. But that's what they are. Gosh, they killed a woman the other day, for a 24-year-old mother, for saying all lives matter.
Yeah.
These are horrifying racists. Yeah. These Black Lives Matter crew, they're criminals.
I like to
They don't care a whit about black people.
I like to refer to them as bullies, liars, and Marxists.
Well, they're criminals, yeah. They want to abolish prisons. When they let all those black prisoners out to commit, you know, you're not allowed to talk about this in our culture, the black crime wave. 53% of the violent crimes are committed by blacks. But who do they commit them mainly against?
Other blacks. Yeah.
Well, and what's
needed in this country is the courage of its patriotic citizens to stand up to them.
Yep, I agree. Well, we just got Governor Newsom. I like to refer to him as Newman Mussolini. He's just releasing a bunch of criminals over here. I don't know what the exact number is.
18,000 or something like that. He is a criminal.
I agree.
The Democrat Party is a party of the enemies of the United States at home and abroad. Letting these violent criminals out to prey on people, that injustice, I mean, that's as bad as Cuomo sending COVID patients into nursing homes.
So,
that's just murder.
So let me ask you this, Dave. How is Trump going to smash the left and win, or without revealing the book? And we want people to buy your book, and they can get that on Amazon. It's Blitz, how Trump...
The main thing, as I say, it's about the Trump wars, and it shows why Trump, who's the most vilified, libeled, slandered, viciously attacked, character assassinated human being in the history of the world, thanks to the Democrats, how he can prevail. And every Republican and every conservative needs to really get this into their system. He prevails because he fights. He doesn't back down. I mean, I immediately got on the Trump train during the first debate. It wasn't even a question, but it came to him from Megyn Kelly. It was an accusation. She said, "You called women fat slobs and pigs." And without missing a beat, he said, "Only Rosie O'Donnell."
That was pretty hard to argue with.
Really? I mean, it just blew apart the left. Every other Republican would shuffle and back off and, you know, distance themselves from their own remarks, and they get crushed that way.
Well, you know, we don't...
Right in their face. But here's why, you know, now we've had the virus hoaxes that Trump is responsible, and the race hoax. I hope you guys have discussed this article by a prosecutor that appeared in the American Spectator. That shows beyond a shadow of a doubt that George Floyd killed himself with fentanyl. He had four times the lethal dose. He said before that knee went on his neck, seven times, "I can't breathe." He also had COVID. He also had heart failure. And if you look at the video that... Keith Ellison, the Attorney General, and Farrakhan-loving Antifa-supporting Attorney General of Minnesota suppressed the body cam videos of the arresting officers. By the way, the arresting officer was...
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not not a dental insurance plan and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palo Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Don't give up on your tomorrow. At Shasta College, we're offering more 8-week compressed classes, more online support, and more financial aid to help with life, not just textbooks and tuition. Whether it's online or in person, we'll continue to teach, encourage, and inspire, just like we have for over 70 years. Spring classes start January 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu. Start your tomorrow today.
How few cops they have. And, of course, you have the Maxine Waters of the world stopping there being more police. So I just think that, you know, Americans, that Trump ad says it all. The one about 9/11. You call 9/11 and there's a voicemail answer. If you're reporting a murder, you know, use this extension. If you're reporting a rape, use this one. If it's something else, leave a message and we'll get back to you in 5 days.
Yeah, that's
there is no suburban mother who doesn't hear that and be sensibly scared.
Well, you've even got the mayor of Seattle now coming out and saying that you guys got to stop rioting basically because you're helping the Trump campaign. Yeah. And you know, and that guy,
did
what
you
a
see
weasel!
What they did in Seattle? You know, that little police chief, when at first I saw her, I said, this woman is too little to be a cop at all. But she's a very brave woman, this black woman, you know, who criticized them for cutting the police force. Mm-hmm. So they punished her, the communist city council, by cutting her salary. That's what we're up against here.
What we're seeing is we're seeing history repeat itself. In 1933, there was a guy, Carl Kaufman, who was a 28-year-old kid who was part of the Nazi communist regime, and he went through and started talking about all of the Jews and how all of the fake media out there, and this is a broadcast going out to all of Germany, and it was at a time to where radio was expensive, but they gave this kid the ability to go out there and start talking. And he was saying it was the Jews' fault that all these bad things were happening, and they weren't persecuting the Jews, and that nothing bad was happening to the Jews at the time, but that we should boycott all of the places for the Jews, then all their businesses and all the rest of this. And what we're seeing right now is we had demand letters come from BLM activists for Louisville businesses for 5 repercussions of noncompliance. And they're going to stand out there in front of it, and they want to turn around and charge these business owners 1.5% of their income if they're
it's
not.
It's all about extortion. Reparations is too, which the Democrat Party is supporting. If they want reparations, let them sue the Confederacy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for crying out tears, every black slave in America was enslaved by a black African and sold at an auction in Ghana of Benin. And they're free because of 350,000 white Americans, including a president of the United States who gave their lives for emancipation. You say that, and people will look at you cross-eyed, but that's the truth. The idea, even you hear Republicans saying slavery is America's original sin. No, it isn't. It was inherited from the British. And within a generation, we eliminated it. We led the world in doing that.
Yeah, in fact, what we have is we have a president.
They talk about 400 years of slavery. America's first place is only 243 years old. But that doesn't stop them. from going back to 1619, and that's another, I don't know if you guys have discussed this disgusting project by the New York Times Pulitzer Foundation called the 1619 Project. It's to move America's founding from 1776 and 1787 back to 1619 because 20 blacks arrived in the ship.
We haven't talked about it, but we're aware of it.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, they were shipped into an English colony. America wasn't created for another 168 years. They weren't slaves. Slavery was actually outlawed at that time in the Virginia colony, which was an English colony. And the 20... They were indentured servants, which means they were free in 5 to 7 years when their contract, got out.
Right.
Listen, David.
We're about out of time. Yeah. We're about out of time, David.
David, so tell us more about
it's all in my book, Blitz.
Yeah. Where can people go and buy it?
They can get it at really anywhere. You can get it at Target. You can get it at Walmart. You can get it at Sam's Club.
Okay.
You can get it on Barnes & Noble.
Amazon.
Amazon has sabotaged it. They say it's out of stock, but I happen to know they have 30,000 copies.
Really?
So
yeah.
My publisher is hoping that the saboteurs will relent.
We're seeing that through Amazon a lot.
So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Do you have a website or anything that people can go to and learn more about your stuff?
Frontpagemagazine.com.
All right.
That's my website.
Very good. Well,
we appreciate you coming on, and we'll have to have you back again and maybe a little bit more time next time so we can go over a few more topics.
Yeah, we didn't discuss, but I'm a refugee from California.
thanks for sharing with us today.
Yeah, they keep stealing. They keep sticking their hands in your pockets. I can't believe I'm in a state where the state income tax is 4.5%, and your guy there is going to make it, 16.8%? Unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow.
And you don't get a single missile for that. What you get is a lawyer who'll find out a way.
Okay, David, they're going to shut us off because we're at the top of the hour. Enjoy Colorado. We will have you back. Thank you very much, Mr. Horowitz.
At what point do you wake up and exercise your First Amendment right? Remember, we got a Board of Supervisors meeting Tuesday at 11. Tuesday the 11th at 6 p.m. Remember, government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And it's been KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
The news from Town Hall is...
You have been listening to an encore performance of Sovereign Minds from earlier this year in August. Today's weather is 51 in Reading, with a slight chance of clouds and a drizzle through the morning. It should be gone by noon.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.